Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. From Paternoster Row here in the heart of Sheffield. This is Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and various other outlets, and I'm your host for both hours of the Swing Time programme this afternoon. I am, of course, John Yule. And, of course, you can always listen to the podcast for the show. If rather than listening to the show when you're out and about, you can always listen to the podcast on these cold winter nights by the fire with your feet up and perhaps a nice drink and enjoy the music to the full extent. One of several trombone-led sessions kicked off today's programme. Steve Torre was recorded at the Avatar Studios in New York City. This was on February the 26th, 2016, and with Steve Torre were Kenny Barron on the piano, Ron Carter on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums. The album is called Colours for the Masters, and the track we heard was indeed composed by a master, Wayne Shorter, and I think the title of it was rather appropriate after the Sheffield Derby match on Sunday afternoon. It was called United. Dave Stryker on guitar now. It's usually Dave Stryker on guitar, of course. Now from his very impressive and rather expensive sounding album from last year, Stryker with Strings Goes to the Movies, recorded at the Primary Sounds in Bloomington, Indiana, in February and March 2024. Excellent arrangements here by Brent Wallerab. Here is Ennio Morricone's lesser-known love theme from the greatly heralded 1988 Italian coming-of-age film Cinema Paradiso. We hear on piano Xavier Davis and, of course, on guitar, Dave Stryker.
Thank you.
weren't able to bring you Cinema Paradiso, unfortunately. Our old friend the right-hand deck was playing up this time. But we were able to eventually bring you that excellent version of You Only Live Twice. I have played that track a couple of times before from this album. I do think it is outstanding. And again, we did hear from Xavier Davis, this time on the Fender Rhodes, and of course, Dave Stryker on guitar. A short vocal now from Samara Joy's first album, recorded just as she was leaving college, from SUNY, that stands for the State University of New York, and the album was recorded at the Octavian Audio Studios in Mount Vernon in New York on October the 20th and 21st, 2020. In the company of Pasquale Grasso on guitar, Ari Rowland on bass and Kenny Washington on drums. This composition from Arthur Herzog Jr. and Irene Kitchens is most associated with Carmen McRae. Samara Joy then, and If You'd Stay the Way I Dream of You. I said it was a short vocal. That was a short vocal from, of course, Samara Joy. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, your host for both hours of the programme this week, John Yule. On her album Quartet, In Who, clarinetist Annette Cohen features bossa nova themes, and with her in the studio are, as follows, with Annette on bass clarinet, we hear from Victor Gonzalez on keyboard, James Shipp on vibes, and Ty Mashishirka on bass. This coming up then, a track from the album Oboto, and needless to say, in the centre stage we find Annette Cohen. Thank you. From her album Quartet in Ho, that was clarinetist Annette Cohen. The album features bossa theme compositions, largely written by Annette herself, although they were generally the lesser known compositions, and there were lesser known composers on the album as well as Annette. But in our example, that was hardly the case, as it was the work of Antonio Carlos Jobim. The track was called Oboto. Another trombone leader now, and for my money, one of the very best around today, Steve Davis. On his latest album, the title track we're going to hear is called We See, which is a composition by Thelonious Monk. The full lineup then, recorded at Smoke Jazz Club in October 2023, is as follows: Steve Davis on trombone, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Ralph Moore on tenor, Rene Rosnos on piano, Essiet Essiet on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. This is We See.
Thank you.
Steve Davis and Company recorded live at the Smoke Jazz Club in New York. Time now for the Swingtime Gig Guide. Where are we starting? We're starting tonight, in actual fact, at the Farm Road Social Club. 8:30 start for the regular gig from the Keith Peters Big Band. Jazz at the Lascar. Tomorrow evening, Wednesday the 26th, they're presenting a European quartet called Happenstance, presenting a mixture of original music and a distinctive take on jazz standards. Representatives of France, Spain, the Czech Republic and the UK here. Zdeněk Tomanek, and he's on the saxophone. Neil Sekula is on piano. Tommy Fuller will be playing the bass and Luis Perez Villegas will be the drummer. Also tomorrow evening at Cabanas, they'll be featuring the Jim Burke Band, a Sheffield-based group blending blues, jazz and ragtime. And just one more gig this week, it's Sheffield Jazz, and they are on that Thursday this week. It's my duty to highlight that it's Thursday the 27th when they'll be presenting at 8 o'clock at Crooks Social Club the Ribbons Quartet, comprising of the pianist Rebecca Nash, vocals from Sarah Coleman, the bass player Henrik Jensen and the drummer Jonathan Silk. And this is described as being easy-sounding but musically adventurous. That's the Ribbons Quartet, Crooks Social Club, on Thursday evening at 8 o'clock. As usual on occasions when Mike is not on the show with me, I've been up to the attic and I've been looking for material for a couple of sections taking us back to the 50s, 60s and 70s. The first offering here then is actually a re-recording of a hit from the early 40s by Tommy Dorsey. Although on this privately made recording he is not in the presence of Frank Sinatra and the Pied Pipers, but who were no longer with the band by 1955 and 1956 when these recordings were made. Jimmy Dorsey, in fact, Tommy's brother, of course, was back in the band alongside him by this time. We're going to hear one of Tommy Dorsey's big hits from the 1940s, composed by Stanley Adams, Abel Baer and George W. Mayer. Tommy Dorsey then, and There Are Such Things.
Thank you.
another trombonist for you there, but one from yesteryear, of course, the great Tommy Dorsey. Back to March the 17th, 1965, the Van Gelder Studios and the fifth session led by Herbie Hancock. Maiden Voyage is the name of the album, and this includes one of Herbie's best-known compositions, Dolphin Dance. In fact, all the numbers on the album are Herbie Hancock's own compositions, including the one we're about to hear. Freddie Hubbard is on trumpet, George Coleman on tenor. George, by the way, has got an album in the American charts at the moment in which he's surrounded by a string orchestra. We've also got Ron Carter on bass, on drums Tony Williams, and on piano, of course, Herbie Hancock.
Thank you.
Herbie Hancock there, as the leader and pianist, of course, with his own composition, The Eye of the Hurricane. Another pianist now. We are just slipping into the 1980s, August 1980s, in the Sage and Sound Studios in Los Angeles, for Rodgers and Hart's My Funny Valentine. And this is perhaps the opportune moment to mention a new Richard Rodgers biopic, which has just been produced by Columbia Pictures and is about to be released onto cinema screens. I understand it's more the story of Rodgers and Hammerstein than the story of Rodgers and Hart, but the film is actually called Blue Moon, which is, of course, a Rodgers and Hart composition. So you might like to keep your eyes out for that appearing at local cinemas rather shortly. As I say, the film's called Blue Moon. Back to Rodgers and Hart's My Funny Valentine, then, which was originally written for Babes in Arms in 1937, and this must be one of the most recorded tunes ever. It appears on no less than 13,000 different albums, which is an astonishing number. Lennon and McCartney, eat your heart out. The album we're going to hear is called Misty Red. It features Jamal Nasser on bass, Frank Gunt on the drums, and Brett Garland on piano. Thank you. My Funny Valentine, played very eloquently by Red Garland. Red Garland, of course, a former pianist with Miles Davis. And that takes us nicely into our next track. Back in the 1950s, 1957, at Columbia 30th Street Studios, New York City, and the first collaboration between Miles Davis and arranger Gil Evans. 16 woodwind and brass players on this album, along with the rhythm section. Art Taylor on drums and Paul Chambers is on bass. And this is clearly a tribute to Duke Ellington, written by Dave Brubeck, in actual fact. The album Miles Ahead, Miles Davis Plus 19, is currently being advertised on certain websites as being available on vinyl at the budget price of £95. As this album has not ever been unavailable since it was first released in 1957, I don't know why anybody should think they can claim that sort of fee. I certainly didn't pay that sort of money for my CD, I can promise you. From the album Miles Ahead, this then is Miles Davis and The Duke.
Thank you.
unmistakably Miles Davis and Gil Evans. That just about takes us up to the end of the first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, John Yule. I'll be back straight after the station ID at the total end of this hour, so please stay tuned for us. I've got a few more goodies lined up for you between the hours of 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock. Taking us up to the station ID, I think we'll hear a little bit more from Red Garland. This is You'll Be So Nice to Come Home To.